This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me sing? Let me sing. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So Ike, you were you did your thing on the field yesterday during the Phillies game, where you replaced the bases, and my sister-in-law Paige was there. She sent me a picture and said that at one point they let people vote what song they wanted to sing along with, whether it was Creed, NSYNC, or I think Nickelback.
Oh.
And people voted for Creed at the ballpark.
At yesterday?
At the ballpark,
oh,
yes.
I didn't know that.
Unfortunately, it was higher. Not that song.
Oh, it was higher.
Yeah.
So Elliot wins again.
Well, good. Switch to higher.
Oh, dude, higher's a jam.
Yeah.
Higher is a jam. There are rumors that this could be the final week of 5:30 mm-hmm. Creed of One Last Breath. Rumors. Is being talked about.
I did not embarrass the show.
You look great.
Didn't embarrass the show. Didn't trip. I had the shortest run.
You were third base.
Third base, yes. And Mark Jackson went to second base.
Yeah. Now, how'd that get negotiated?
Well, in all fairness, I volunteered to go to second base because I think I'm the youngest. Then I found out Mark is actually younger than I am.
Oh, so let him run.
No, but...
But then how does LeClaire have to go all the way out to first?
First base, I know.
Yeah.
They had predetermined where we were going, and Brazier didn't realize that.
You look great out there.
Oh, thank you, brother.
I thought you looked great out there, just to be honest.
I did an unnecessary wave to the crowd.
Yeah, but also, hey, come on. When the big dog's out there.
I was having it, man. Come on, man.
Get the jersey back on.
I did.
Yeah, you didn't let everyone know the Eagles are the big dog in town.
Well,
they showed it on TV, too. T-Mac mentioned
that. How about that?
Yeah.
After they came back from break.
Yeah, after they came back from break.
Okay.
Yeah.
T-Mac said he looked great.
Yeah. Nobody text me.
No, yeah, he looked great.
That's actually a little disappointing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
Yeah. Well, it was like you on TV. They're like, well, we see Ike on TV all the time, you know? All right. Well, Phil's play tonight at 7:05. Why don't we do a little High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report late
it's
in the show?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Kev Jackie Baseball.
So a couple other things before we get to the trade rumor of the day.
Yeah.
That will very much excite one Spike Eskin and
uh-huh.
myself. So let me know if this is a little hatery or not. But like, I don't want to see Max Kepler do well for the next 9 days.
Yeah, him hitting the home run last night, I'm like, now you're going to hit the home run after, like, we're going to release
Are
you.
Are y'all crazy?
Yeah. No, I don't want to see him like fool them into thinking that he's going to be okay for the rest of the year. Yeah. Like, just die in peace. Yeah. You know, like, just
the guy just helped us win last night.
I really don't care. They won. They could have won 3-1. Like, I don't want it's what like Tyler Phillips fooled them last year.
Yeah.
Heading in the trade deadline, complete game against the Guardians, and they were like, "Oh, I guess we only need a trade for a starting pitcher."
I remember that.
The
yeah.
fifth starter for the rest of the year was horrible.
Yeah,
dude, you were a Max Kepler guy.
I'm all been off. I can't wait. I can't wait for him to be out here.
And he's the vibes after him complaining about playing every day. He's just such a
just
loser.
Mopey.
And he's hit what, like .170 since then or something?
It feels lower than that, but still, yeah. Get out. So don't fool them thinking you're going to be a productive player for the rest of the 2 months. Like, and I hope the Phillies don't get fooled by this. Just go away.
Well, they're dying to get fooled. They're dying. They are dying to not
they
have
be
to
tricked, yes.
make some big trade.
I agree.
Yeah.
So after Spike just over and over relentlessly talking about MB3's hustle, how about that steal home last night? Come on, man.
First of all, I don't over and over talk about his hustle.
Relentless pit bull.
Yeah. Also gifted home plate. I still couldn't figure out what the call was.
So the call was catcher's interference.
Well, I know, but he didn't interfere. He didn't stand in the way. Like, what was the call?
Yeah, I don't know.
He got in front of the plate.
They were still confused.
Throw.
They're still confused by it after the game. They're like,
yeah, I couldn't.
He would have been safe. Like he was still safe even with the catcher's interference. Like, he didn't get credit for the stolen base.
No.
Because they called catcher's interference.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just such a weird call. He didn't block the plate. Like, I couldn't figure out what they showed it a bunch of times, and I'm like, I feel like I'm going insane.
Well,
what
and,
is this?
And this isn't like, it's a really tough situation for Murph. But I was driving home and I was like, what the hell's happening? Like,
I wouldn't know how to explain it.
Well, yeah, because Murph's like, he's out. No, he's pointing. It's catcher's interference. Stock's like, I don't know what's going on. I was like, is he safe? Do I have to defend? My first thought was, do I have to defend Bryce tomorrow? Because I know that Spike is going to say he was doing something stupid on the face mask.
Well, it's not that I say I don't hustle. He hustles at the wrong time.
At the wrong time.
Which he does.
Dumb hustle. Yes, even the trying to steal home. I was
kind of smart. Kind of heads up. Because he knows that the catcher goes in front of the plate. So that's where he thought he could get the call.
Okay.
Bang.
All right.
Yep.
You got it.
So not to bring this back up, but I've been thinking. So I'm kind of like Costanza with arguments, where I remember what I wanted to say after the argument already happened.
When
we talked about Bryce and the contract thing the other day.
Oh yeah,
and how he's talked about it himself being a great player. My only question would be, why would he choose to do that right after he had like his first good game in a month?
You know, he did it twice,
but it was
a week.
But I think the timing's interesting. Like, I just think it was. I still think it's to hype himself up. I still don't think it's contract related. And I think it's interesting. Like, why would he choose to do it when he starts playing well all of a sudden? You know what I mean? Like, it seems odd
because
timing.
That's when he wants to remind the Phillies.
I didn't think that the first time he said it.
But
it
then
was
he
the
said
second
it
time he said it is where the thought popped in my head.
I just
Like, is he trying to remind himself or is he reminding the organization, like, hey,
you know, I'm only making $27 million a year, and yet I'm one of the best players in baseball. So weird.
He is a little average, though.
Oh, come on.
27 a year.
You blink, he's got his OPS is over 870 again.
Yeah.
Great. Batting average is getting up there, too.
Yeah, it is.
Look at the back of the card. That's where it's going to be.
Don't even worry. Just look at the back of the baseball
card. 6.5 years.
Did he get the 30 home runs?
Oh, yeah, no. Put some work in. I mean,
that's what I'm expecting
this
to do.
Year.
Yeah,
no, 25. We're rooting for 25.
He ain't getting to 30 this year. What does he have? 14,
13,
13.
He's going yaya tonight.
Like 60 games left.
Don't doubt the boy.
I'll take your money and give you plus.
We're not betting it.
Plus 400. Okay.
Rooting, dying for 25. Frankly.
25 would be.
We'll
great.
Take 25.
Yeah. All right. Big start for Lazarda tonight. You know, he's been so Jekyll and Hyde. Two starts ago, 7 shutout against the Giants, and last start kind of back to the. It's been a while since he's been on a prolonged stretch of being a really good pitcher.
Yep.
And obviously the concern with Ranger holding up. Like, we've talked a lot about Sanchez and Wheeler are great, but what made this team in first place on pace to win 90 to 95 games is how great the starting rotation is. Those two faltering here. Obviously, Nola's coming back. We'll see what he looks like. But they're the difference between this team being a really good team and just a good team.
Oh, yeah. Huge. I mean,
dude, and Knowles is coming back to reclaim his spot.
as the fourth best pitcher.
As the third best pitcher on the team.
They might need him to be the third best pitcher.
The third best pitcher.
I mean,
pitcher
if
on
Rangers
team,
falling apart.
Right.
And
he goes to the bullpen.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, even right? If that even. Like, I just wonder if the back is bothering him again. That's my concern with Ranger.
Well, and that's why, like, the body language, like L.A. talked about, was kind of like he felt frustrated.
Yes, yeah. They didn't have it.
Knows after the 60-day IL. It's going to be fresh.
He's not going to break down in game six of the NLCS like he did last time. It's going to be awesome. Or the year before when he was horrible in the World Series.
Right.
Yeah. Big game Knowles. But the big stuff of the day. So Jeff Passan put out another trade deadline primer. He labeled the Phillies as all in. Still thinks the best fit is Emmanuel Clase.
Yep. Who's on the Guardians.
So he's on the Guardians. Now, he is under contract for 2 more years, $10 million a year.
Don't like Clase.
So it's. I think he's a really, really good pitcher. My concern with Clase is he's pitched a ton of games the last couple of years, and the stuff is like slowly starting to decline a little bit. Like he's pitched 45 innings this year, and he's only struck out 45. So like 9 Ks per 9 for a closer that throws 98 with the cut that he has is a little concerning. Now he can pitch his way through it, but still it's 70 plus games the last 3 seasons on top of he's used all the time.
Okay.
So that's my only concern with him, but obviously I would take him. He's a huge upgrade. And then an hour ago, John Heyman tweeted, the Phillies and Padres are amongst the many teams interested in Stephen Kwan.
Yeah.
So it seems like the Padres and Phillies are going to be linked to Kwan and Duran.
Okay.
So the Padres have been on Duran for a while. I think the Phillies also love Duran.
Wait, you're talking about Red Sox Duran or Twins Duran?
Sorry, Red Sox Duran. So okay. Because Kwan and Duran are semi-similar. Kwan's, I would say, a better player. But it looks like the Phillies and Padres could be battling for the speedy kind of top-of-the-lineup outfielder types.
Wow. Kwan would be
Dude, if
huge.
They can get Kwan and Clase, that should be the message.
Upgrade.
The message for the rest of the trade deadline. Kwan and Clase.
Kwan and Clase.
That would be enormous. Now, the other Duran is the Twins reliever. And that is also would be a great pickup.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of the relievers, my favorite is Felix Bautista, second Duran, third Clase.
Okay. Duran was a good group.
They
sure
were.
Was.
Duran was awesome.
And no, just kidding.
Yep. What were you going to say? You just spit it out. It's wrong.
Yeah, we know that.
Yep.
I almost made the George Michael sports machine
joke.
Oh, God, yes.
He was in Wham, not Duran Duran.
Not Duran Duran. Yep. There we go. Never a doubt.
Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Wednesday. What's popping?
What's up, dude?
What up, Yoshi?
Hey, man. Hey, Spike, your questions sound like statements. That's why you suspect when you ask one. That's real rap, bro. Oh, yeah, and I called your brother the other day, and I wished him well.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And I actually sent him a video, and I also told him that I was Yoshi, your best friend.
So, okay. Well, he got somewhere close to 1,000 messages, so I don't know. He will spend the next week or so sorting through them, so thank you. It actually shut down. He was working from home because he was in that car accident, and it shut down his phone, as it does sometimes,
very
so he wasn't able to work. So, whoops, you know. But thank you for doing that.
Make me feel bad for calling him dang.
No, like, call him again if you didn't get through to him. You got his number.
Now I'm going to send him a video apologizing, but I'm going to wait like 2 weeks later, what's the name, make sure he ain't got up on everything. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, man, this is Jalen. Hey, real quick. Rios, I'm hungry, boy. I know my assignment. And just know what they talking about the next time before you channel me, man. It would have came off so good, but that's what the topic was. They just beat you down. I was feeling all good. But, man, I think it's cool with Jalen. What's understood ain't got to be explained. You know, he ain't shunning that ring. I mean, the boy broke down the carrots in the ring. He broke down the coach's message in the ring. I mean, I think Jalen got that Brady-type chip on his shoulder. That ring tastes so good right now. He's salivating for that next one. No, I'm talking about Ike Reese.
I do.
He got to wear it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
But you do know Brady wore his.
Well, that's Brady. What's saying? We talking about two different people. We talking about a white man and a black man.
Wow.
No, we're just talking about, you said he was like Brady mentality, and all I said was,
he got a shit like Brady. You always hear what you want to hear. Forget your belly. We going to get you a hearing aid, and you need to start.
Wow.
Then he goes to, hold on. Did you always go to the physical attacks?
Yep. You get Yoshi in a corner.
No, I pay attention to your hearing stuff. I said, forget the belly. We going to get a hearing aid.
Yeah, but it's the belly. You brought up the belly, though. That's the point.
No, that's your insecurity. What's
going Why'd you use that as an example to
you? You said the belly.
I apologize. I'm sorry. You know I love you, boy. I ain't trying to fat shame you for nothing. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to do that. I apologize.
That's all now, good. Apology accepted.
Hey, man. Everybody talking about that mama mentality, but it looked like Jaylee really was practicing to me. And I don't care if you hang around Jordan. Jordan, what's his name, said Kobe called him all the time.
Yeah.
But now, so now he got Jaylen. Keep on doing that. But forget all that, man. I was looking through all these players' pictures. Who in the world dressed Will Shipley? I mean, that boy had on that big baggy suit with some daggone sneakers. It could have been Armani or whatever.
At the ring ceremony?
Are you talking about the ring ceremony?
At the ring ceremony, man. It looked so plain. It looked like he borrowed it from his uncle for a doctor. Like he was an 80s vacuum salesman or something. Like somebody didn't pay the insurance and the funeral director lent them a suit. What's his name? Took it right.
I didn't even
office.
See it. Yeah, I didn't even see it.
It is horrible. And then his old lady was looking real good standing beside him.
Oh, God.
But he all loose around the neck with the neck size. Like, boy, you just ain't doing it right, man. Just ain't doing it right. And my 90s controversy is the biter, Mr. Marv Albert.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought you was going with another biter.
Was that in the 90s? Was that in the 90s, the Marv Albert thing?
I think so.
Yeah.
And it was.
Man, see, why are you questioning me?
I'm just asking a question. Oh, my God.
I love y'all, man. Talk to y'all later, boy.
All right. Jeez Louise.
Can't even ask the question, man.
Everybody's so mad all the time. The next question prize today is a four-pack of tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice, which is Sunday, August 10th, 6 o'clock at the Link. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. We did your favorite 90s controversy today based on it is Monica Lewinsky's 52nd birthday.
That's right.
Jack, what are some of our options there?
Well,
oh, wait. Actually, do you want to talk about...
Yeah, let me talk about my guys.
Sorry.
All right.
That's my fault.
Well, it's my fault.
Too. Yeah, it's your fault.
All right, listen. Summer's heating up.
Yeah.
You don't need your AC to be on the fritz. You need AC. I got a guy. Christian Home Services has you covered. All your cooling, heating, plumbing, and electrical needs. A couple weeks ago, the guys at Christian came out. They hooked me up with a preferred partner plan, which includes priority service every time you call, a 15% home discount on all service parts and labor, and free HVAC and plumbing home inspections. Plus, they got the best service in the business and a team that you can trust. 90% of AC system problems can be traced back to bad install. That's why premium install matters. And that's all Christian does. Right now, check out their summer special. Zero payments and zero interest for 18 months or $2,000 off your new HVAC system. Christian Home Services. Now, you've got a guy. They've got me covered and they got you too. Visit ChristianHomeServices.com.
Don't send me text messages with Francisco Lindor's stats in them because he's struggling. Oh, my God.
0 for his last 30, by
yeah,
the way.
Great. Yes, he's 0 for his last 30. I'd still rather have him than Trey Turner.
No.
240?
Yes.
Yeah, 240.
You'd rather have Trey Turner than Francisco Lindor.
This year.
You see Trey making those plays defensively?
Okay, I'm wrong.
You want to check out the errors?
Yeah, let's check the errors.
Yeah. Okay. Check Ike's bank account.
Okay.
With Lindor.
Yeah, all right. Let's, man. All right.
He's been attacking on me all day today. Yeah. Seriously.
The 90s.
I took a needle in the ass.
The 90s controversy. What do we got here?
Well, Corey had Jordan retiring. Derek and Paley did the magic thing.
Which
is big.
By the way, it's HIV, not AIDS. There is a difference.
All right, just want to make sure.
Yeah. Okay. Continue. we're certainly not getting into the specifics of that.
215.
Yeah.
Aaron San Diego had Y2K, but he's not allowed.
No. And he's in San Diego.
Yeah. Truckerman area had Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, whoops.
Rios had him joining the Army.
Yep, that is also not a controversy.
Could have been. Wade and Chester had Biggie and Tupac. I kind of want to go with Derek and Paoli with Magic.
Sure.
I mean, Corey's in Columbus. Was going to fly.
Brett in Taos, Ski Valley, Colorado. What's up, Brett?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I made it on. I've been on almost the whole show.
Yeah, so. I'm sorry. I hope you've enjoyed it.
No, no. Hey, you got me on. So thank you. I just want to talk about the topic of wearing the ring or not wearing the ring. And I'm a big fan, like a lot of the other callers, of not wearing the ring.
There you go.
The Eagles got to take care of business. I'm really nervous about September. And maybe you can weigh in.
Okay.
Preseason's a lot different now. They're not even playing the starters. And I feel like we got out of the blocks real slow last year, 2-2.
Yep.
And September is when we're not going to lose the season or lose the playoffs, but we might lose the first seed.
And I tell you what else, Brett. We open up with Dallas, then you got Kansas City, and then you got the Rams, and then Tampa, I believe, is the fourth game. That's a rough start.
Yeah,
that's a hell of a start to the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tampa, in Tampa, when it's going to be 100.
And Tampa, you know that's an L.
Pickle juice. Where's the pickle juice? Hey, Ike, real quick,
yes.
Coming up on your 20-year anniversary, you know what of?
Tell me, something happened in Atlanta.
I took a needle in the ass.
Did something happen in Atlanta? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I am talking about Atlanta. But that just goes to the point, like, everyone's going to be out for the Eagles, and this thing could get sideways quick. So I am glad and relieved that Hurts is taking this serious and setting the tone.
Yeah.
Next take I want to share is I've watched the mic'd up on NFL of the Super Bowl, and I don't know if you guys have seen that. I've watched it at least twice.
Okay.
And it was
real interesting.
Okay, it's a must-see. But it was interesting to see the leadership role that Saquon Barkley took. He was on the sidelines telling everyone to stay calm. Let's level-headed. Let's play the game. It's 60 minutes. And I felt like he complimented Jalen Hurts. And at the end of the game, they embraced, and Jalen said, "You were the missing piece." And he was not only the missing piece on the field, but also off the field, he complimented Jalen's leadership style.
Wow.
I agree. So,
yeah.
Okay, and then take it a step further, I think the Phillies need to take note of this.
There you go.
Because I compared Jalen to
Bryce Harper. Bryce,
yeah.
Yep. And then we've got
that Saquon. Must crush you in there, Jack.
It
definitely does.
Now
and so do you follow that? That Schwarber is like
Who is Schwarber for the Eagles? Is that AJ? I mean,
he's saying
Saquon is Schwarber. Okay.
Saquon is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that makes sense.
And these guys.
The difference is that as a player, Schwarber's a good player, but Saquon was the best running back in the league.
In football,
I agree with you on the balancing. Now, you say leadership styles. One of them was and one of them wasn't with Saquon and Jalen, which is fine. I get it and I understand. But the other thing that really helped Saquon was being awesome.
Schwarber's like top five in home runs right now. They both hit the long ball, right? Like,
yeah.
It's not a direct comparison.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
What I really want the Phillies, if any of them are listening right now, like, put the goggles away. I do not want to see a champagne celebration.
I agree.
When they win the East.
I agree.
Like, save it. Save it when they give their owner his trophy back. That's when you break out the champagne.
I agree. All business.
Yeah, take care of business.
Yeah.
And that's where I really admire what Jalen Hurts is doing. And I just wanted to tie this in a bow at the end of the show with the Phillies.
Well done.
I'm going to be greedy. I want a World Series and a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yes.
And, of course, an NBA championship. Thank you.
That too.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Brett. I'm sorry. Brett hung on. I had to let him cook.
Oh, yeah.
Hung on all show. Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Sorry, Spike. There's just not that many listeners interested in Jihad Campbell's favorite candy bar. Rod Lakin at the beach, drinking a Surfside.
Is Lakin at the beach? Is that where he is?
No, he's at the hospital.
Yeah.
Or he's somewhere.
Nobody goes to the hospital.
Yeah.
No.
Only you for your name.
Yeah.
I was at the hospital, yes.
What's next?
Ike Reese, reminiscing about what could have been in basketball. Reminds me of the 2007 NBA All-Star Game in Vegas. It was me, Eric Snow, Mateen Cleaves, and Ike Reese. We went to a gentleman's club, and while Ike didn't play much defense there, by the end of the night, his jumper was certainly wet.
Come on!
Tornado Shapiro.
Here's what's weird about that. I don't know if Battle realized that. I was actually at the All-Star Game in Vegas in 07.
With Eric Snow, Mateen
Cleaves? I was not with Eric Snow, Mateen Cleaves. I was with Renee. Oh. But yes, I was at that All-Star Game.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
What are the odds?
Yeah, it was crazy. I thought somebody may have told him that.
Uh-oh.
I don't think so.
Well, we
I don't think so.
We got to investigate.
That's the only one that was in Vegas. That's probably why he used Vegas.
Oh,
it's the only time it was an All-Star Game out there.
Yeah, I don't know why there would have been.
Yeah.
What's next?
And you're telling me this guy does 250 push-ups a day? Please. L.A. on hold, still mad at Spike for asking about pitch counts.
I was just setting him up.
Yeah, you knew that.
I was just setting him up. What's next?
Yeah, yep, definitely. Ike answering confidently when asked about Porter Martone's college commitment.
I think it's just Martone.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Martone.
Well, it wouldn't be Battle if he didn't get a name or something wrong.
Especially he's off the next couple of days.
By the way, Broach came in cooking. You know, he was good today.
He did.
Yeah.
That was a little much, though.
A lot of college hockey lingo.
Woof, woof, woof.
Yeah. And he's ripping poor Louie for being positive about, about the Flyers.
He's celebrating their recruit going to college.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's next?
There are two types of baseball diehards. The Jackie baseball types that just want to talk about trade deadlines and exit velo, blah, 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 blah. And then there's the real ones, like Chuck in Mount Airy, asking, who is Christopher Sanchez and where did he come from? Tim in Newark.
Guy's been here 3 years.
Yeah, I know. And he wants
longer.
Wants a closer.
Yeah, right. He's actually longer, yeah.
He doesn't want bullpen help. He wants a closer.
Closer.
Yep.
That was look right at Spike. I'm like, yeah.
Just cooking. Let him cook, like I've been told. What's next?
Is there anyone with less ground to stand on to make the accusation? There's no way that's a real saying. Then Jack Fritz, Alex in Lancaster.
There's not much confidence in the room when I threw that one out.
Yeah, what was the deodorant thing?
Deodorant
is the best. No, deodorant is...
The thief of joy?
No.
Deodorant is the thief
something
of
for
joy.
Winning. It's something, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Deodorant is the, it's the thief of joy. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
I couldn't even think of it.
Yep. And actually, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Put that on a T-shirt.
Yeah, I am ending every show from now on with deodorant is the thief of joy. Fritz at six is next. Well, leading off at six. With Jack Fritz. Right?
Yeah.
We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant deodorant is the thief of joy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.